Like all the Boom people, they'd say, didn't it, turbo stream. So, nearly a week to go before Christmas. And I heard a boo yesterday by Mr. McColgan there. I met his childhood memories of Christmas. So I thought I'd add my two penneth to the subject. So we've just entered the gates of Manor Farm Park. I've been here a few times before. And this is one of the places we used to come down as a child at Christmas. Colgan talks about the snow, and there always seems to be a snow on the ground. Well, this is the place we used to come to do tobogganing. So to my right, there's a bit of a bank. It's a house at the top. And in front of me is the Manor Pool. And I just didn't remember going down the bank on a sled. And you have to be careful because you end up in the big pond. I'll have to take a picture of it for the bill. Right, let's do that while I'm on the side of the pond. I can get that in. It's been a long time since I've been down here until last year when I suddenly decided I'll come for a walk. HDR on. But apart from them, I haven't got huge memories of Christmas. Certainly not as a small child. I've got more memories of when I was a server at church. We'd carry the candles at midnight mass on a Christmas Eve. And then we'd be up again early the next morning to do 8:15 and then 10 o'clock. So most of the Christmas morning was always taken up. I'm just going to go over the weir. And of course, because my dad was an organ player, he always played for the college. They got a chapel at the teacher training college where I used to teach. And he'd always disappear after there to play for the services on Christmas morning. So really, Christmas in our house didn't kick off till really the afternoon. I suppose when we were tiny children, we would have presents early in the morning. But as soon as once I got above about 7 or 8, and Christmas never really started. It was more of an afternoon affair rather than a morning affair. And I don't remember getting any mega presents either. Not I can think of now. There's a squirrel up in the tree. Maybe I got a. I probably did get a. I seem to remember getting a BMX the one year. Possibly. But most of my presents were hand-me-downs from my brother, my older brother. Because in those days, money was tight. In the mid-70s, there wasn't a lot of money around. So I've got no express memories of being of receiving mega presents. So we've got the usual chocolates and stuff and games, but see that remember that vivid memories. We all see a fair amount of snow at Christmas. I I can remember going to 8:15 church service. Probably on that BMX, I would think. The blue wheels. In the deep snow. Down by the yachting pool where I was the other day. Then I guess we used to come in on Boxing Day, do the sledging. Because our family was all spread around. So we're in Birmingham. By that time, I think my mother's father died, and I lived in York, so I don't remember going to York. I can remember going to York in the floods. They had a big flood when I was about 9 or 10. That was probably the last year that my nan was living there before she came to Birmingham. But I haven't got huge memories, really, have you? There's certainly never any mega presents being bought. So it's been about an hour since I broke off. I got disturbed. Some woman's looking at me in a funny way. Wondering what the hell I was doing, talking to myself into a hairy muff thing. So we've been up into the local shopping centre. I'm enjoying a bit of people watching. I've had a coffee at McDonald's. Here's at my free sticker sheet thing, so I've got a free coffee. So that was quite welcome. Can't believe how warm it is now. The Dark Sky app says it's 12 degrees, and it certainly feels like it. Very mild compared to the few days you just had. All the ducks are on the pond, the ones just had a bit of a dive. Quite an interesting mix of colours. Oh, is it? Where's he going? This is submarine, that one does. That's fascinating, isn't it? How long ducks can hold the breath for? Oh, he's caught there. It's amazing that they see something standing on the bank and they'll start coming towards you thinking they're going to get fed. One with a green head there and a white. What bill? The orange legs. Yeah, so this is an unexpected day off. I got a phone call yesterday from work saying that could I come in tomorrow instead, which normally Thursday's my day off. So I found myself with not much to do today. Hence why I'm out in the countryside, well, countryside, townside. Is it townside, countryside? Yeah, so that finishes off this piece of audio about childhood Christmas, really. Spent many a happy hour down here. Vague memories, not very clear memories. I just remember going down on the toboggan. It's nice to know that the park is still here after 40 odd years. That's heartening to note. So, I think that'll do for this boo. Hopefully I'm not going to have 10 minutes. So, once again, thanks for listening. We'll catch you in the next audiobook.